But there was one family members who made their living from winkles, collecting winkles.
Okay.
And that's the Etheridge family. And they used to go winkling off Lane End, and they used to sell the winkles to Portsmouth. And they'd be out there all weathers.
The whole family were there.
All family. And they used to, like, most probably made a lot of money from it, I don't know. But that was the Etheridge family. That was in the 1960s.
Oh, when I'd be able to do that when I was fishing.
Yeah. They did it for many years.
Yeah.
Hard work.
Only when there's an hour in the month.
That's true.
True. You could only catch only pick winkles when there's an hour in the month.
Because
the rest of the time they're breeding.
Yes.
And cockles is the other way round. You could only have cockles when there's not an hour in the month, in the summer.
And that's hard work too.
That's raking.
Oh, dreadful, isn't it? You rake at low tide with a rake. St Helens is a very good place for that. St Helens Beach.
My son used to go to the harbour and do cockles, and he used to cook them up and put them in vinegar and sell them around the pubs. But